And then they came across a sign right in the middle of the highway saying, the road is closed. So they stopped there for a few minutes, kind of making up their mind. And at the end, they decided to maneuver around the sign and continue driving. They drove for a few miles, and then actually the road came to an end. And then there was this huge sign with a question: what part of the road closed you did not understand? So today we hear about this this parable. Last week we heard about another parable, and next week we will hear about a different parable. And at the heart of the parables of Jesus really is Jesus helping us to understand the way God relates with us. At the heart of each parable is about God reaching out to us, God relating with each one of us. That's why we have these parables. That's why we have these powerful stories that Jesus shared with his disciples. And in a very deeper way today, our first reading, our psalm and our gospel, they invite us to reflect a little bit about the presence of evil in our world. But not just that, they help us as well understand what kind of God we have and how God relates with each one of us. Yesterday, I was celebrating the 5 o'clock mass at St. Dominic's, and we had an Indian priest. He was there to preach about the missions they have in India. And at the beginning of his homily, he asked one question, which I thought it was very important. He asked the congregation, do we have evil in our world? And the whole church nodded their heads. Yes, we do have evil in our world. And I think it's pretty much evident. When you think about ISIS, when you think about some of these horrible things happening, evil is present in our world. And then he asked the second question, which was a little bit interesting. He said, does evil exist inside me? Does evil exist in each one of us? And the entire congregation was a little bit uncomfortable with that question. But the truth of the matter is this: yes, evil does exist in each one of us. No one is perfect. We are human beings. We have our faults. We have our good side and we have our bad side. That is who we are as human beings. And because of that, Jesus shared this parable with his disciples, knowing that they are not perfect, knowing that they have to be in this journey to become holy. Holiness is not a destination, it's a journey that we embark on a day-to-day basis. And I think the first reading helps us understand why God is patient with us. why God is lenient with us. Because that is our nature. We do have goodness in us, and we do struggle to get rid of the bad things in our lives. And every time, if God has to kind of smite us off whenever we do something wrong, then probably no one will stand today. We have a God who understands our situation. We have a God who is lenient with us. We have a God who gives us time. Every single day that we have in this world is an opportunity that God has extended to each one of us to listen to his voice, to amend our ways, to change our lives so that we go closer to him with each day, with every day that we have in this world. And I think it's very important to know that even though we have a God who is lenient and patient, we have a God who holds us accountable. We have a God whom we have to answer to him at the end of the day. He gives us time to repent, to listen to him, to change our lives, but then he holds us accountable. We have to answer to him. And that is at the heart of the parables today. Jesus is reminding us, evil is present, not just out there, but is present within ourselves as well. God is lenient. God is patient, giving us opportunity to change, chances to amend our lives so that we can grow closer to him, we can become part of his kingdom.